Welcome back to the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium. We're Haines Glacier Bears. Going to have the basketball here to start this second quarter play. Down by 10. Swenton inbound on the far side. Swenton, Cunningham, Palmieri, Green, and Cox into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. They'll have the basketball to start this quarter. Cox on the dribble, comes down to the right-hand side, now reverses it back. Goes to Green, left-hand side, coming across the lane, picking the ball up with Cunningham on the dribble. Wanted to go down the lane, bounced around off of a knee or two and out of bounds. It's going to go off of one of the Chiefs, and the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball under their basket. Swenton will set it up on the right-hand side. Green's right in front of him. Palmieri out at the free throw line. Movement by the Glacier Bears. Looking, Swenton looking. Now he finally finds Cunningham beyond the three-point arc, back into the hands of Swenton. He'll bring it back out to Cox. Cox wants the baseline. Good defense that time by Winter as he shut it off, so Cox had to bring the ball back out. And now he tries to make the pass across, and Henderson steps out and knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Far side of the court. Swenton with the basketball back to Cox. Cox on the dribble. Slowly comes across. Winter puts a little bit of pressure on. Now Cox reverses it back to Cunningham. Gives up his dribble. Ends up in the hands of Green. Back to Cox. He wants the free down the lane. Doesn't go. Backs around again. Ball fought for. Palmieri comes up with it. Back out to Swenton. Three-pointer on the way. No. Off the back of the glass. Rebound. Nice rebound by Cunningham as he got inside. Wanted to dish it inside to Palmieri coming down the lane, but nicely anticipated by Winter, and he stepped in. Marsden with the dribble. Down the lane, nobody picks him up. Up and in. So Danny Marsden goes to the lane. He's got 8 points of the 18 for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears with six. They have the basketball, however. Cox on the dribble out at the top. Goes to Green. Reverses back around. Glacier Bears are running a nice weave pattern out at the top here. Just can't get free. Now they try to go back inside. Cox coming off of that far left-hand free throw line extended. And it looks like the foul is going to be on 2-5. That'll be Henderson. That'll be his first personal foul. So that is only the third team foul. Swenton with the ball under the bucket, looking. Nice alley-oop inside. Cunningham comes away with it. Then he immediately turns it over quickly down the court. It goes Winter all alone, up and in. So Carson Winter just took off down the lane, and his teammate just gave him a nice little pass, and he laid it up and in. King's going to be coming into the ball game for the Chiefs. It looks like maybe Stegan's going to come in for the Glacier Bears. Back to Palmieri. He wants to put it up a little bit too strong off the rebound. Gets another rebound up and in. So Palmieri working hard underneath with those big kids. He puts it up and in and draws the foul. Foul's on 22, Winter. And the basket is going to count for Palmieri. So he picks up his first two, and he's back at the free throw line again with 6:23 to go. Glacier Bears cut into that lead a bit. Chiefs still lead 20-8 right now, though. Bounces the ball a couple of times. Shot is up on its way. It's going to be a little bit short. Rebound comes down in the hands of the Chiefs as Gormley comes away with it, and he gets the ball back in the hands of King. King out at the top, slowly comes across. Palmieri comes out, puts some pressure on the alley-oop inside to Marsden. Marsden spin move. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears. Didn't give that baseline to him. Long cross-court pass to King. Over to Hayward. Hayward takes a couple dribbles, wants to go down the lane. Stolen away by Cox on the dribble. Cox is trying to get down ahead. Looks like King gets there, fought for the ball underneath. Still no control. Kicks it over to Palmieri. Stops, kicks the ball across to Stegan. Back to Palmieri. He puts up the shot from about six, and he's got it. So Dylan Palmieri picks up his fourth point, and now it's just a 10-point lead by the Chiefs right now. King comes back down. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense. Goes right-hand side. They go into Gormley on the baseline, just a little bit extended out of the block, however. Alley-oop back and forth. Swenton steps up, knocks the ball loose. Cox comes away with it, kicks it back over to Green, up and in, and there's a whistle on it. So Matthew Green's going to pick up his first 2 points, and he's going to pick up a foul on it. 5:24 to go here in this second quarter play. Basket is going to count. Substitutions back into the ballgame. Palmieri's going to take a quick seat. Sage is coming into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. King will bring the ball up across the half-court line. 8-point lead by the Chiefs. They have the basketball. Back over to Winter. Winter reverses the ball back to Marsden, breaking down the lane. Backed away nicely by Swenton over to Cox. Cox comes down. He loses the ball. Still fought for underneath. Cox comes away with it. And the basketball ends up in the hands of Cox. Goes hard to the hoop. Puts up the shot off the glass. No, Stegen comes down with it. He's got the ball down low, gets it back out to Swinton. Free throw line, he puts up the shot in and out. So Swinton comes away with a night bucket on it. That's his first 2 points. Stepped up, took a little jumper from the free throw line, got it to go. 4:45 to go here in this second quarter of play. Glacier Bears within six now. Go over to King. Back out to the top to Marsden. Marsden looks, comes back outside to Winter. Three-pointer on the way. Swish. Carson Winter, he buries that three-pointer, and he's got 11 points in the ball, or 12 points in the ball game now, as Glacier Bears didn't get out on him. And we've mentioned before, you know, he does that. He'll step up, and he's not afraid to put it up if he gets a little bit of space, and that's exactly what he got. So just as soon as the bucket went in, Coach Scott hopped off, and he wanted a timeout to talk about the fact that they're letting the Glacier Bears get too many boards underneath. Glacier Bears been kind of out-hustling them here the last minute and a half or so, getting some offensive rebounds and able to put them back up. Like I say, Swinton got that little jumper from the free throw line. Palmieri, of course, was able to set that one up for him because he came down with it, dished it back out to him, and Swinton put it up and in for the Glacier Bears. So 23-14 is the score. Chiefs with the lead, and they also have the basketball. Or excuse me, not the, they have the, they're on the defense, excuse me, and the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Officials were standing at the wrong end. Now they got it sorted out. Back to Green, drives down the lane, puts up the shot, draws the foul. Green did the right thing there as he came inside, was able to draw the foul. Foul's on 31. That'll be his first personal foul. Send Matthew Green to the free throw line. Couple of subs coming in for the Chiefs here. Green has got 2 points in the ball game so far. He's going to get two shots here, so we'll have to wait for the substitutions. 23-14. Chiefs with the lead, but the Glacier Bears are at the free throw line. Green shot on its way and good. So he picked up his third one, that one coming from the free throw line. And now we got Henderson coming back into the ball game and Clark coming back into the ball game for the Chiefs. So we're back to the starters now for the Chiefs. Second shot by Green. Got the basketball. 23-15. Cut it into it. Let's see if he can get it to go here. Shot's on its way off the side of the iron. No rebound down to Henderson. And he'll bring the ball up. Gives the ball back into the hands of Winter. Winter will get it across the half-court line. He goes over to Clark. Clark alley-oops inside to Marsden, breaking down the lane. Oh, nice play that time by Gormley as they went inside. Gormley took the baseline, laid it up and in off the pass. Didn't even have to take the dribble. Nice play that time by the Chiefs. Cox with it on the left-hand side. Goes back out to Stegen. Wants the lane. Gets the ball back out to Cox. A little jumper off the baseline. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Marsden. Just a little bit strong. Went off the backside of the rebound, or the iron. Rebound comes back down now in the hands of Winter. Back out to Henderson. Winter shoots a three from about 4 feet beyond the arc. Comes across. Wants to make the steal and does. Goes hard to the hoop. Up and in. Winter just came across, made that steal from Swinton. And that's 14 points. And he just turned down and says, I'm going to the hoop. And that's exactly what he did. 27-15. 12-point lead by the Chiefs right now. Back to Cox. Stops. Three-pointer on the way. Off the glass and in. So Trevor just said, well, nobody's going to really pick me up. I'm putting up the shot. And he got it to go, even though it went off the back of the glass and in. I'm not quite sure that's what he had in mind, but we don't care. Back to Marsden. Spins it back around to Gormley. Out to the top to Clark. Back out to Winter. Gormley coming across the lane. Back out to Marsden. Three-pointer. Good. So Danny Marsden's got 11 points in the ball game. Three of those coming from three-pointers. Cox goes down, stolen away by Marsden on the pass. Carson goes to the lane and up and in. So it looks like we got Marsden going hard to the hoop there and draws a couple more there. He's got 13 going down hard to the floor, however, on that was Swinton as he tried to get in front for the charge but just wasn't able to get set up there and got hit really hard on that one as Marsden came down and just went right to the hoop. And Henderson, like I say, between those two big guys, they're big kids. And when they go hard to the hoop, Swinton was down underneath, wasn't able to completely get set. I mean, we're talking about he's way back really on the out-of-bounds line is where he was trying to set up, and that's where Marsden kind of ended up. But he wasn't really set on it. So we'll see. He's going to Ty Shue anyway, so maybe he's just trying to catch his breath here as the Glacier Bear Coach Fossman's out there, and so is Coach Brittenham both out there talking to him. He's just tying his shoe. For the Chiefs, those threes, I mean, they've been kind of reining them in here. This lead, they've opened it up to a 32-18 lead right now. But 32-18, 2:39 to go here in this first half of play. Swinton is up, walking over slowly to the bench. And the referees are kind of wiping up a little moisture off the floor here. Now the Chiefs are back out on the court. Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball. Palmieri checks into the game for the Glacier Bears. Move all the way back to defense here. They haven't gotten out of there, been playing a man-to-man defense the whole game, as the Glacier Bears have. Cox with left-hand side, goes down the center of the lane, reverses around. Henderson wants to put it up. It's going to be checked by Gormley as they tried to put the shot up. Quickly down the comes court. He wanted to go left-hand side, up and in. So Clark gets his first two as he goes hard to the hoop with a left-handed lay-in up over the Cox on it, but able to get it to go. Now Cox left-hand side wants to go there. Henderson knocks it out of bounds as they try to go to Green on that left-hand side. A lot of pressure being applied by the Chiefs on that, and what they're doing is they're anticipating that pass over on that left-hand side. Coach Fossum wants to take a 30-second timeout to talk about that because they're really way overplaying. So if you just turn and give a pass that direction like you're going to pass there, then the kid would play out of it. Then you could step inside a little bounce pass and maybe get it up and in, at least inside off the wings. But they've really been pressuring that left-hand side over there, the side that, mostly Green and Stegen have been playing on. Henderson is, even for a big fellow like that, he is very, very quick. And he steps out. He's knocked it away three or four times. And this last time he was able to make the steal. 2:12 to go here in this first half of play. 34 for the Chiefs, 18 for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears come out of that timeout. And Palmieri will inbound the basketball, far side. Chiefs come up, put a little bit of pressure on as Winter steps up. Now Henderson steps up. Looking. Palmieri inbounds it. Going to be a race for the basketball. Who gets there? Cox comes up with it. He's on the dribble, reverses back. And almost stolen away was Winter as he almost got the basketball, but Cox was able to maintain control. On the dribble, right-hand side, looking for Sage, breaking up the lane, can't get it to him. They go left-hand side to Stegen, back to Palmieri, holds the ball high over his head, way beyond the three-point arc, bounce pass inside to Sage, puts it up, partially checked, board ball ends up in the hands of Marsden, and he'll get it back out to Winter. Winter will bring it across the half-court line. Taking a little bit of time, 1:40 to go here in this first half of play. Winter goes hard to the hoop, and he's going to draw the foul, and it looks like he might get the bucket. He split in between two defenders. Fouls on 41. That'll be Palmieri. That'll be his second. Basket is going to count. That's 16 points for him. Coming off the bench is Fowler for the Glacier Bears. And Cox is going to take a little bit of a break here. He's been handling all the ball and a lot of the pressure, so he just needs a bit of a break here at the 1:36 mark of the first half of play. At the line, Winter has got 16 points in the ballgame. First chance from the free throw line doesn't go. Gormley comes away with it, however, on it, and goes back to Marsden's hands, back out to Winter, back into Gormley, and they're just playing catch out there. Marsden wants the baseline back to Gormley, move to the free throw line, stops, dribble, stops, shots on away, too hard, off the glass, rebound fought for. Henderson comes away with it as Winter's shot was a bit hard. Marsden goes down the lane, kicks the ball back out to Henderson, shots on its way, good. So Henderson finally gets in the book with a three, and that's his first 3 points and extends the lead 39-18. Back to Stegen out the top. Almost lose the ball here. Clark makes the steal. Palmieri ends up with it, however. As Clark stepped up, a pass inside to Hudson. Hudson turnaround jumper from the free throw line, a little bit too strong. Rebound down in the hands of Henderson. And the ball now is finally controlled by the Chiefs. As Winter will bring the ball up, coming off the bench will be King for the Glacier Bears. Cunningham will also check in the next opportunity for the Glacier Bears. Alley-oop inside, knocked away nicely that time by Green, but the hands up and the ends up Henderson. He puts up the shot, bounces off of one of the Glacier Bears, and then it bounced off of one of the Chiefs. Two referees are discussing it. They finally decide it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball here. Hayward comes off the bench also for the Chiefs. 39-18, 31.7 seconds to go here in the first half of play. They're going to pick them up about half court here now as Clark stops. Stegen goes left-hand dribble, gets it back out to Green, way beyond the three-point arc. Wants the baseline, goes inside, puts up the shot a little bit short, rebound fought for underneath, and Green comes away with his own board. Now he spins around, wants to put up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. Foul's on 1-5, so it's going to be Green pushing underneath, I guess, to try to get the end of the position. So it is going to be on Matthew Green. That's his first foul, fourth team foul on the Glacier Bears. King, he'll bring it across the half court. He's taking his time. 10 seconds to go in the first half of play. Down to 9. Don't know if he realizes there's only 6 seconds left. Gormley, he does, though, and he'll put it up, and he gets it. So we're about 6 feet beyond the three-point arc. He looks up at the clock and sees that there's only like 1 or 2 seconds left, and he fires it up and gets them to go. So we're going to end this first half of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears only coming up with 18 points, while the Metlakatla Chiefs finished that first half of play with 42 points.